From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. NPR News has learned that the Mine Safety and Health Administration is the target of a federal criminal investigation. It stems from the explosion 3 weeks ago at the Upper Big Branch Mine in West Virginia. That blast killed 29 workers. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Beckley, West Virginia, where he says Massey Energy, the owner of the mine, is also a target.
What you often hear in the coal fields is that mine inspectors are on the take and that company officials pay them off. It's a common rumor. You hear it all the time. You hear miners actually talking about witnessing such things, but I've never heard of that actually going to court or being substantiated in an investigation. The fact that the FBI is looking into that in this case means that that kind of allegation will perhaps get the kind of vetting it never has before.
NPR's Howard Berkus. In a statement to NPR, Massey Energy says it's not aware of the allegations and is cooperating fully with any investigations taking place. The Mine Safety and Health Administration has yet to respond to a request for comment. A senior White House advisor says the Obama administration will not authorize any new offshore oil drilling until it knows more about what triggered the massive oil spill now threatening coastal areas along the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the decision comes as oil continues drifting closer to the Louisiana coastline.
Just a month ago, President Obama was calling for an expansion of offshore oil drilling as part of a comprehensive effort to increase America's homegrown energy supplies. That plan, always controversial, is now even more so as oil leaking from a deepwater well threatens shorelines in five Gulf Coast states. Senior Advisor David Axelrod stressed on ABC the administration will be cautious about opening new areas to offshore drilling.
No additional drilling has been authorized, and none will until we find out what happened here and whether there was something unique and preventable here.
Axelrod also defended the administration's efforts to contain the spill, which has grown much larger than originally expected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. economy grew in the first quarter, but not by as much as analysts were expecting. Among them, Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James.
Bottom line, it is kind of a mixed bag. I mean, there's certainly some positive news, but there's still some evidence of headwinds.
GDP grew 3.2% due largely to consumer spending more. Spending was up the most in more than 3 years, but it's down from the final quarter of 2009 when GDP grew at a rate of more than 5.5%. A criminal investigation of Goldman Sachs is underway at the Justice Department. The Wall Street firm is being investigated over deals it arranged on mortgage securities. On Wall Street, investors are reacting to the GDP numbers by sending stocks lower. At last check, the Dow was down 3, the Nasdaq off 9. This is NPR News. More than 8 million viewers in Britain tuned in for the third and final debate before next week's election, about a third of those who voted the last time 5 years ago. The focus of this debate was the economy. But as Larry Miller reports from London, each candidate complains about being misrepresented.
Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown accused the Conservatives' David Cameron of being in the pocket of millionaires at the expense of families.
I've got to speak out about this because it's simply unfair and immoral.
Cameron's response...
You're quite entitled to speak out, but the Prime Minister ought to get his facts right. And as so often, he gets his facts wrong.
The Liberal Democrat's Nick Clegg claimed his view on the key election issue of immigration was being distorted by the others.
Every time you talk about our policy, it's just wrong. What I'm saying is there is a layer of illegal immigrants
being caused.
We have to deal with it.
The ruling Labour Party is well behind in the polls. Hoping to turn things around, it's put former Prime Minister Tony Blair on the campaign trail today. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Tennessee, jurors say they've reached unanimous verdicts on three charges in the trial of a man accused of hacking Sarah Palin's email. The three charges include wire fraud and obstruction of justice. They're still deadlocked on the fourth charge, which was identity theft. David Kernell was accused of breaking into Palin's email when she was the Republican vice presidential candidate 2 years ago. Same-sex civil unions might soon be allowed in Hawaii. State lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that's now in the hands of Governor Linda Lingle. However, the governor isn't saying whether she'll sign it or veto it. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.